Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kaf Hei, which is a continuation from the Gemara before in Daf Kaf Tau Rama Beis. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Ami Nardo Yaiska Palga Milvel Palga Pikadin Avod Rabbanim Milsa Dinichle Leleve Vinichle Lamalve. The Gemara goes on to say, Hashta Daminam Palga Milva. Iboyu mishta beishechra shaper dami. Rava on the other end argues, and Rava says, Ahochi karle iska darmele ki ahivna lacha suke be veloy le mishti beishechra. The Gemara goes on to say, Amarvidi baravin vimeis naasem etzaltun eita bonav. Rava argues, and Rava says, Ahochi karle iska dimeis loye osem etzaltun eita bonav. So again, Rava sheet in our Gemara is that since it is korolei iska, for that reason, even the palga which is considered a malva, he cannot use a mishti beishechra, and so too that palga is not nasem etzalton etzobonav. Now to explain this, the Rava says, that the palga which is considered a milva is not nasem etzalton etzobonav since it is korolei iska, we find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and the Rif. Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara, that the reason it is not nasem etzalton etzobonav is because a hachi karoli iska shatek hayemes tamenu mesasik bavyis mechu alea baleash retinasin leitzia. And since it is sricha liyais kayemes michase ale kime karkoi. As Rashi goes on to explain the taima duwekum ishtabdi metalto diasme balchoiv, bishunme karo lav alayu samech duav migvi minayu oisve, shre beyodi leitzian, avalhani aim beyodi leitzian, and therefore he is samech alayu. And for that reason we say that the palga which is a milva does not have the halach of metal to idiasmi loy mishtabdi. The Rif on the other end argues, and the Rif explains that the reason why he does not consider metal to idiasmi is because we say didi lei ninu, doi koni luhumisna elo leasuki bubochod, vekivan demes hadar isko emore. In other words, Rashi explains that when the gviya is taking place, the gviya is taking place from the isaimim. And therefore, really one should have the halacha metal to idiasmi loy mishtabdi. The only reason why one does not have the halacha metal to idiasmi loy mishtabdi is only because the halacha metal to idiasmi loy mishtabdi is dependent upon that the malva is not semech on those metaltoin. But if one has a case that the malva will be semech on those metaltoin, then those metaltoin will be considered like karka, and therefore one will be able to be gave those metaltoin from Yisayimim, and therefore as far as the palga milva is concerned, that the Bailam are semech on the palga which is a milva, for that reason one does not have the halacha metalti diasmi loy mishtabdi. The Rif on the other end argues, and the Rif understands that the reason why one does not have the halacha metalti diasmi loy mishtabdi on the palga which is a milva is because it is not considered a gvia from the Yisayimim. As the Rif explains, that the entire kinyan that the Makabal Iska had on the Palga, which is a Milva, was only a Sukibahu. He was not considered a regular Leva. And since his whole kinyan was only a Sukibahu, for that reason, one no longer has a Sukibahu, it reverts back entirely to the Bailim. And for that reason, there is no Gviya taking place from the Yisayimim. From the Rif, one sees that the Rif explains that, the Rava says, Ahachi Karle Iska. Rava means to say that since it is korolei iska in order to say that the entire kinyan of the makabel iska is only lasuke bahu. He is not considered a regular loiva. And for that reason, he is not allowed a mishti beishechra, and so too for that reason, it is not naasem etzaltun etzalbanav. Rashi, on the other hand, understands that the palga, which is a milva, is considered a regular milva. The only difference between the palga, which is a milva, and a regular milva is that a regular milva is nitna leitzah. On the other hand, the palga milva viska is not nitna leitzah, and since it is not nitna leitzah, for that reason, the bailam are semech on the palga which is a milva, and for that reason, one does not have the halacha metal to diasmi le mishtabdi. Now, as far as the palga which is a milva is concerned, we find a number of machleksim between the rishenim, if the palga which is a milva has all the halachas of a regular milva or not. In the Gemara in Kedushan Daf Mem Zayin, we find that one of the halachas of milva is that we say, Hamakadesh b'milva is eina mekudeshes. And if the Baal went and was Makadish the Isha with the money that the Isha owes to the Baal, the halacha is that she is Eina Mekudeshes. Now what is the halacha? If a Baal would go and be Makadish an Isha with the Palga Milva Viska. So from Rashi and Kedushan and Afmam Zayin, we find that the Ktseis and Simon Samach Zayin of Kotam Beis is Medayik, that the halacha of a Makadish and Milva Eina Mekudeshes does not apply to the Palga Milva Viska. And as far as the Palga Milva Viska is concerned, we will say that a Makadish with the Palga Milva Viska, the Isha is Mekudeshes. On the other end, in the truest Maimonides of Sefer Mishpatim Simon Yud Beis, we find a tshuva from the Marami Rutenberg, that the Marami Rutenberg holds that even as far as the Palga Milva Viska is concerned, we will say HaMakadish and Milva is Eina Mekudeshes. In other words, Halacha of HaMakadish and Milva applies to the Palga Milva Viska as well. Now, one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat Rashi says? That HaMakadish with the Palga Milva Viska is Mekudeshes. Now, if we were to say like the Shita of the Rif, that the Palga Milva Viska only belongs to the Mekabaliska, Yasuke Bahu, and as far as anything else, he is not considered the Baal of the Palga Milva Viska, then one can explain Pshat and the Shita Rashi very simply. That for that reason we say HaMakadish with the Palga Milva Viska is Mekudeshes, since till the time of Kiddushin, the Palga Milva Viska did not belong completely to the Isha. She only owned it Le'asuke Bahu, and therefore the Baal is giving her something, and since the Baal is giving her mammon, for that reason she is Mekudeshes. But as we mentioned before, Rashi argues on the Rif, and Rashi understands that the Palga Milva Viska belongs completely to the Leiva. And for that reason, Rashi explains that the Gviya is taking place from the Yisayimim. And even though they no longer have Le'asuke Bahu, but they are still considered the Bailam on the Palga Milva Viska. And therefore, again, one has to understand what is the Pshat in the Shita of Rashi. The Rashi says that a Makadish with a Palga Milva Viska is Mekudeshes. And so too, one has to understand what is the Yisayim HaChlekes between Rashi and Marami Rutenberg. So here to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi, one can say as follows. That since that we say, HaMakadish HaMilva Eina Mekudeshes, is based on this that we say milva leitza nitna. For that reason, only a regular milva which is leitza nitna has the halacha of a makadish and milva eina mekudeshes. On the other hand, the palga milva viska, which is not leitza nitna, for that reason the palga milva viska will have the halacha of a makadish be milva mekudeshes. This that the Marami Rutenberg argues in Rashi, and the Marami Rutenberg understands that even as far as the Palga Milva Viska, we will say a Makadish b'milva eina mekudeshes is okay, because the Marami Rutenberg understands that even though the Palga Milva Viska is not leitza nitna, but still, this that the Palga Milva Viska is not leitza nitna is not because there is anything missing in the bailos of the leiva, but rather the bailos of the leiva is considered a complete bailos. This that the Palga Milva Viska is not leitza nitna is only a tnai. That the Palga Milva Viska was given with a tnai, that the Palga Milva Viska should not be leitza nitna. And since as far as the bailos of the Palga Milva Viska, the bailos of that Palga Milva is the same bailos as a regular halva, for that reason the halacha will be that a makadish with the Palga Milva Viska is eina mekudeshes. This that Rashi argues, and Rashi understands that a Makadish with Palga Milva Viska is Mekudeshes is okay, because Rashi understands this that we say, that the Palga Milva Viska is not leitza nitna, is not just a tnai. And the bailos of the leiva on the Palga Milva Viska is the same bailos as a regular halva, but rather there is a shear. And the Baal HaIska was Meshayer for himself a kinyan in the Palga Milva Viska. And it is because of that shear that we say that the Palga Milva Viska is not leitza nitna. And since there is a shear, for that reason Rashi understands that Makadish of Palga Milva Viska is Mekudeshes, since he is giving her something that she did not have beforehand. Beforehand she had a bailos and a mammon with a shear, and now she has a complete bailos and a mammon without any shear. And for that reason we will say HaMakadish HaPalga Milva Viska is Mekudeshes. So again, here we have three mahalchim as far as how to understand the Palga Milva Viska. The Rif understands that the bailos of the Makabel of the Iska and the Palga Milva Viska is just that, that he owns it Le'asuke Bahu. And therefore, once he no longer has Le'asuke Bahu, The Palga Milvav Iska reverts back to the original Bailim. On the other hand, Rashi argues, and Rashi understands that the Palga Milvav Iska does not only belong to the Leva Asukibu, but rather he owns a Palga Milvav Iska even not Asukibu, and therefore is considered a Gvia from the Isaimim. Just we say that as far as the right of the Leva to Maiti the Mammon, as far as that, there is a Shear. For that reason, he is not allowed to mishti be shechra, and so too for that reason, it is not nasa metaltonei tobonov. The Marami Rotenberg, on the other hand, understands this, that the palga milva v'iska is not nitinoi tza, is not because there is a shear, and not because there is something missing in the bailus of the leva, but rather the leva has a complete bailus. This, that the palga milva v'iska is not nitinoi tza, is only because there is a tnai. And Ahachi Korle Iska is considered a Tanai. It is as if they were Masna, that the Leva does not have a right to Maiti the Mammon that he was Makabal for Alva. Based on this, one can explain that we find in our Gemara Tuma Chleksim. And we find that Rava says two Chidushim. First of all, Rava says Ahachi Korle Iska, the Amalei Kihivnu Achei Asukebe V'loi L'mishti Be'Shechra. And even after the first Chiddush of Rava, Avidi Baravan says in Meis Nasa Metaltein Tzabonav, and Rava has to say a second Chiddush, that Lahachi Karli Iska de Meis Ayasa Metaltein Tzabonav, one can explain that the first Chiddush of Rava was that Lahachi Karli Iska, and there was a Tanai, and the Tanai was that the Iska was given to Asukibu V'Leila Mishti Be'Shechra. But even after the Tanai, still, Avidi Baravan understands that it may nasa metaltun eitzabonav. Since it is only a tanai, it should still be nasa metaltun eitzabonav. For that reason, Rav has to come and say a second chiddush, that wahachi karli iska de meis hayasa metaltun eitzabonav. Which, according to the Rif, means to say that the entire bailus of the mekabel iska is just that he owns a palga milva of the iska asuki bahu. And for that reason, it is not nasa metaltun eitzabonav, since there is no gvia taking place from his children. On the other hand, according to the shita of Rashi, one can say that Rav in his second chiddush was mechadish, that there is a shear, and it is because of the shear that it is not considered metaltun eitzabonav. According to Mamre Rotenberg, one has to explain, as Rashi explains, that the chiddush of the second member of Rav was that even though half of the iska is a milva, but still, it is not considered metaltun eitzabonav, since metaltun eitzabonav is dependent upon the smichos da'as of the malva. And even though it is considered the metaltun of the yisaimim, but still, since the malva is semech da'as on those metaltun, for that reason, one does not have the halacha metaltui di'asmi loimish da'abdi. Well, here there are other nafkaminas as well, as far as how we are to understand the halacha of palga iska milva. In the Rishonim we find the following shaila. The Rishonim say that one cannot be makne a milveh b'kinyan agav. One cannot sell money that is owed to him to someone else b'kinyan agav. Now what is the halacha as far as the palga iska, which is a milveh? Can one be makne that palga iska b'kinyan agav or not? In the Ramban, in Bava Basra, on Daf Hayin Zayin on Mabes, and so too we find in the Nimuki Yosef, Mava Kama on Daf Kof Daud on Mabes, both Ramban and the Nimuk Yosef say that one can be makna the palga iska milva b'kinyan agav. The Ramban explains that the difference between the palga iska, which is a milva, and the regular milva, that one cannot be makna regular milva b'kinyan agav, is because the palga iska milva is b'rshusei demori koi to isuke yavi leveloi lamidi achrini. Ruchira, the Ramban is also b'shitas harif that we mentioned before, that his entire kinyan is only lasuke bay. And for that reason, the palga iska, which is a milva, is still considered birshus hanaisin. And since it is considered birshus hanaisin, for that reason, it can be niknes ba'agav. Only a regular milva, which is not birshus hamalva, do we say that a regular milva cannot be nikne ba'agav. In Tesis of Makamanda Faino base, we find that Tesis explains this, that the palga iska, which is a milva, can be nikne ba'agav with a different mahalach. Tesis explains that the reason why one can be makna the palga iska, which is a milva b'kinyan agav, is because the palga iska milva is lav loitza nitna. In other words, Tesis understands that the reason why one cannot be makna a regular milva b'kinyan agav is because a regular milva has the chesaron of milva loitza nitna. On the other hand, the palga iska, which is a milva, which is lav loitza nitna, one has the ability to makna the palga iska, which is a milva b'kinyan agav. Tosis is a chayyur going meshitas Rashi that we mentioned before, that even though there is a akna of the palga iska, which is a milva, and the palga iska, which is a milva, belongs to the person who is makabel the iska, but still, since there is a shear, for that reason we say that the palga iska, which is a milva, is lav leitzah nitna. And since it is lav leitzah nitna, for that reason one can makna the palga iska, which is a milva, bekinyan agav. And Tosis understands that in order to makna the palga iska, which is a milva, one does not need to say, as the Ramban says, that it was only given to Asuke, v'loilo midi achrini, and therefore it is considered b'shas ha'naisin. But rather, as long as the palga iska, which is a milva, is lav leitzah nitna, that itself is a reason that the palga iska, which is a milva, can be nikne b'kinyan agav. A third nafkamina that we find is as far as the halacha that shmita is meshamet achayiv. Will shmita be meshamet the palga iska, which is a milva, or not? In the Tshuvas Maimonides, as we mentioned before, the Tshuvas Maimonides brings down from the Maharami Rotenberg that Shmita is Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva, which is based on the Shita of the Maharami Rotenberg, who understands that the Palga Iska, which is a milva, is considered a regular milva. On the other hand, in the Maharach or Zeruah and Simenu Amates, we find that the Maharach or Zeruah argues, and the Maharach or Zeruah understands that Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva. The Maharach or Zeruah explains that the reason why Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva, is because we say Iska v'cheskas mora de Iska koi. Do amaso mato nitna v'loi loitzah, which is a chayra based on the Shita of the Rif that we mentioned before. And therefore, based on the Shita of the Rif, we still see the Palga Iska of the milva b'shos ha'naisin. And for that reason, Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva. In the Ridvaz, we find a seeming stira. In the Tshuvas HaRidvaz, Chiluk Dalet Siman Aleph Reish Behei, we find that the Ridvaz says that Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva. And the Ridvaz brings a raya that Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva, from the Halach of our Gemara, that the Iska does not become a tal to an Eitz Albanov. On the other hand, we find that the Shara Mishpat and Siman Reish Ayin Ches of Katan Beis brings down from the Tshuvas HaRidvaz and Chiluk Gimel Siman Tav Kuf Sadi Dalet, that the Ridvaz says that the palga milva of iska is considered roi. And therefore, as far as the halacha, that a bechor is not neitel pishnayim b'roi, a bechor will not be neitel pishnayim in the palga iska, which is a milva. So on the one hand, the bechor one sees in the Ridvaz that the Ridvaz understands that the palga iska, which is a milva, is considered a regular milva, and for that reason, it is considered roi, and we will apply the halacha that a bechor is not neitel pishnayim b'roi. On the other hand, from that, the Ridvaz says that Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva, or from there one sees that the Palga Iska, that is a milva, is not considered a regular milva. And we see the Palga Iska, which is a milva, still bear Shos HaNaisin. And for that reason, Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva. So to answer the seeming stira in the Ridvaz, one can say, as we mentioned before, Beshitas Rashi, that even though there is alva taking place, and the palga iska, which is a milva, belongs to the person who has makabel the iska, but still there is a shear. And there is a shear as far as that, that the makabel iska does not have a right to yimaitzi the iska b'itzah, and he cannot be shoysa b'shechra. And therefore, even though as far as roi is concerned, we consider the palga iska, which is a milva, as roi, since the palga iska, which is a milva, belongs to the person who was makabel the iska, but still, as far as the halacha of shmita being meshamet, shmita will not be meshamet the palga iska, which is a milva, since based on the shear we still see the palga iska, which is a milva, tachas the yad of the nisin. And as long as we see the palga iska, which is a milva, tachas yad of nisin, and tachas the yad of the baal iska, that itself is a reason that shmita will not be meshamet the palga iska of milva. According to this Mahalach, from that the Ridvaz brings a raya from our Gemara, that Shmita is not Meshamet the Palga Iska, which is a milva. Just like we see that the Palga Iska, which is a milva, is not Nasim et Tal Tal Neitzobonov, from there one sees that the Ridvaz understands that the Halacha of our Gemara, that the Iska is not Nasim et Tal Tal Neitzobonov, is based on that there is a shear, and it is because of the shear that the Palga Iska, which is a milva, is not Nasim et Tal Tal Neitzobonov. That is a chayah, how one can answer the seeming stira in the Ridvaz. But if one looks carefully at the lashon of the Ridvaz, from the Ridvaz it is mashma nu mahalach, The Radvaz explains that the reason why Shemitah is not Meshamet a Palga Iska, which is a Milva, is because a Palga Milva the Iska is not a Milva Gomer. Rak Rabbonon Asua Milva Latevase Shel HaMalva. From the Radvaz, it is Mashma that Meikar Adin, there is no Halva taking place whatsoever. And it is because we say that there is no halva taking place whatsoever that it is not nasa metalto and eitzal banav. It is only a teivas hamalva that they consider the palga iska as a milva. And therefore, again, we are back to the seeming steer in the Radvaz, that if so, what is pshat in that the Radvaz says, that we consider the palga iska of milva as roi. In the Rif, we find the following halacha. The Rif says that about chayvuk suvas hisha, of the person who is makabel, the iska cannot take away the palga iska, which is a milva, from the makabel iska. The Rif goes on to say that if a makabel iska was marviach, and now he has a right to take half of the revochim, a bal chayvuk suvas hisha have a right to collect from the revochim of the palga, which is a milva. And even if a makabel iska was mace, still bal chayvuk suvas hisha have a right to collect from the revochim of the palga iska, which is a milva. V'chayu, one can ask the following to me on the Rif. Even if we are to say, as the Rif explains, that the reason why the palga milva is not nasa metaltan etzobanov is because we consider the palga milva b'shos nesin, since it was only given to Masukebe for that reason. Once we no longer have Wasukebe, it automatically reverts back to the Nason, and therefore it is not considered a Gvia from the Yisaymim. But still, whatever he was Marviach from the Palga Iska, which is a Milva, should be considered his, and therefore one should apply the Halacha Metaltli or Mishtabdi on the Revachim that he was Marviach from the Palga Iska, which is a Milva. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rif, we find that the Prisha says that the reason why one has a right to collect the Revachim of the Palga Iska, which is a milva from the Yisaymim, is only based on the Takon of the Goyim, that the Goyim were Masakin, that one has a right to collect Metal to Diasmi. But me Ikar Adin, if not for the Takon of the Goyim, one would not be allowed to collect half of the Revachim from the Yisaymim, since as far as the Revachim are concerned, we will apply the Halacha Metal to Diasmi Le Mishtabdi. That is how the Prisha explains Pshat in the Rif. But in the Shita Mekubetzes Narasugi, we find that the Shita brings down from the Ramach the following Mahalach, that even before the Takon of the Goinim, that the Goinim were Mesakin, that a Baal Chayv has a right to collect from a Talti Diasmi, still a Baal Chayv has a right to collect from the Revachim of the Chelek, which is a Milva. As Ramach explains, the Kivon, Toizochu Beyasmi Vechai Avun Lav Metalti Diasmi Ninu, Umikna Nami Leikonu Ahu Revocha Ademati Leodayu. From the Ramach, one sees a tremendous chiddush, that even as far as the Revachim from the Palga Iska, which is a Milva, even the Revachim do not belong to the Makabel Iska. Now here one has to understand, how can we say that those Revachim do not belong to the Makabel Iska? Well, here, at least as far as the Iska is concerned, he is considered the Bailim as far as his ability to be Isaac by him. And therefore, as far as the Revachim should belong to him. So from the Ramach HaChayu, one sees, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Radvaz, that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara refers to the Palga Iska as a Milva, is only L'Tevas HaMalva. But Me'ikar Adin, there is no Halva taking place. And since there is no Halva taking place, for that reason, even as far as a Palga Iska, which is considered a Milva, the Makabel Iska does not own those Revachim. This, that the Makabel Iska has a right to half of the Revachim, is only because we say that the Baal HaIska owes the Makabel HaIska half of the Revachim. And for that reason, those Revachim are not considered metaltli diasmi. And for that reason, so too the Ramach explains that the Palga Iska is not nasa metaltli neitzobonov. And the reason why the Palga Iska is not nasa metaltli neitzobonov is because no halva took place. The entire Iska belongs to the Baal HaIska. Just a Tevas HaMalva, they said, that we consider it as a milva to mechayev the makabel. But as far as the bailus on the iska is concerned, the baal ha-iska remains the entire bailum on the iska. In the Gemara before now, Samaches on the base, we find that an iska is considered a vak ribis. And even if the baal ha-iska does not pay the makabel ha-iska, schar tercha for the tercha that he's being terech in the palga iska, which is a bikadin, it is only considered a vak ribis. And for that reason, the Rishonim explain that we find certain kuas by Niska that we do not find by other halachas of Ribbis. Now, one has to understand, as you find that Chavistas asks in your Yerideas and Kuf, Samach Science of Katan Aleph, why is it not considered Ribbis Ktsutsa? So to answer this kasha, we find that the Chavistas, and so too the Shardeans, the Mekuv, Samach Vavs of Katan Aleph answer, that the only reason why it is not considered Ribbis Ktsutsa, and it is only considered Avak Ribbis, is because since he anyways has to work in the Palga Iska, which is a milveh, there is one terech involved in taking care of the Palga Iska, which is a milveh, and taking care of the Palga Iska, which is a pikadin. And therefore the fact that he is being terech without getting paid is not considered as if he is paying for the alvah that he received, since there is no additional terech that he is being terech for the Palga Iska, which is a pikadin. And for that reason, it is only considered avak ribbis. It is only nirek ribbis. Had there been any other terech involved in the palga iska, which is a pikadin, then the Chavistas and Charadea both say that the ribbis would have been considered a ribbis ktsutsa, and all those kuas would not have applied. On the other end, in the Ramban, before in the Fa'in of an Aleph, we find that the Ramban explains this, that the iska is only considered a vak ribbis with a different mahalach. And the Ramban, in his second pshat, says as follows, Inami zuzi pikadin ninu be'esek. From the teretz of the Ramban, one clearly sees, as we mentioned before, b'shem their advaz and their amach, that halacha of our Gemara, that palga iska is a milva, is just as far as that, the makabah iska, as if it would be a milva. But there is no halva taking place, and really the money is only a pikadin etzlei, and the entire iska is only a pikadin. And the halacha of palga iska milva is only a teivas hamalva, and for that reason the Rabban says that it is only considered avak ribbis, and it is not considered ribbis ktsutsa, since there is no halva taking place. In the Rashba, before in the Afayim and Alf, we find a similar mahalach. The Rashba says that the reason why it is not considered ribbis ktsutsa is because hamasasek and iroshe lohitis akesef bi tiyosav. One can explain the teretz of the Rashba with one of two malachim. Either one can explain that the Rashba means to answer like the teretz of the Ramban, that from this that we see that the palga iska, which is a milva, is not nasa metalton etzabonav. From there one sees that the palga iska, which is a milva, is only a chayiv, the mekabel iska, and the entire halacha of milva is only l'teves hamalva, but there is no halva taking place whatsoever, and therefore the entire iska is only considered a pikadin, and for that reason it is not considered ribbis ktsutsa, but rather it is only considered a vak ribbis. Or one can say that the Rashba means to answer, like we mentioned before, b'shita sarif, that the entire iska, even the palga iska, which is a milva, is only given to him l'sasek by, and therefore we do not consider as if we have a full-fledged milva taking place. All the makabah iska has in the iska is a kinyan peiros. And since all he has is a kinyan peiros, for that reason, we do not consider as if we have alva. And therefore, the ribbis is only considered avak ribbis, and the ribbis is not considered ribbis ktsutsa. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the teretz of the Rashba, that the ribbis by iska is only considered avak ribbis, and the ribbis by iska is not considered ribbis ktsutsa. In the Ritva before in the final base, we find that the Ritva explains the reason why it is not considered Ribbis Ktsutsa with another Mahalach. The Ritva says that in order to be considered Ribbis Ktsutsa, one needs for one to Makabal Kol HaAchrayis Alei. And as long as one is Makabal Kol HaAchrayis Alei, even if one does not have the ability to Himoitzi the mama that he received for his own Eitzayis, and he cannot be Shayisa Beishechra, it is still considered Alva Gemura, and the ribbis will be considered ribbis ktsutsa. This, that by an iska is not considered ribbis ktsutsa, is because he was not mekabo ko achrayis alei, but rather he was only mekabo chatzi achrayis alei. Now, here one has to understand pshat in the Ritva. As far as half of the iska is concerned, he was mekabo ko achrayis of half of the iska, and therefore half of the iska should be considered alval gemura, and therefore should be considered ribbis ktsutsa. So from the Ritva one sees the following yisaid, that the Ritva understands, we do not consider as if there were two separate nesinos, and there was a nesina of half the iska as a milva, and half the iska as a pikadin, and he was a makabo achrayis for half of the money, but rather he was makabel a chatzi achrayis for the entire iska. And since he was makabel half of an achrayis for the entire iska, half of an achrayis is not considered a milva. And so to achrayis mavur in the mi'ir before and daf samach kimom and aleph. So again, from the Ritva, one sees an other mahalach as far as how to explain this, that we say palga iska is a milva. The Ritva understands this, that we say palga iska is a milva, is not referring to half of the money, that half of the money is considered a milva, and he is achray for half of the money, but rather he has half an achrayas for the entire iska. And it is because of that that we do not consider half of the iska as a alva gemura. And therefore the ribbis is not considered ribbis katsutsa, but rather the ribbis is only considered avak ribbis. So again, we have a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim as far as how to explain the palga iska, which is a milva. And we have a number of mahalchim as far as how to explain this, that the palga iska, which is a milva, is not nasa metalton etzobonav. Either one can say, as we mentioned in the beginning of our shir, as far as how to explain the shita of the rif, that all the makabel has in the palga iska, which is a milva, is that he has a kinyan peiros, and he has a kinyan in the palga iska asuke bay. But since all he has is a kinyan peiros, for that reason he cannot be sheisa bay shechra, and for that reason it is not nasa metalton etzobonav, since once he is mace, automatically the palga iska, which is a milva, reverts back to the bala iska. That is one mahalach as far as how to understand the palga iska, which is a milva. Another mahalach is, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Ramban, the Radvaz, and the Ramach, that the palga iska, which is a milva, is only l'tevas ha-malva, and only l'tevas the baal ha-iska. But there is no hava taking place whatsoever, and the entire iska is considered a pikadin. Just that he is responsible for the palga iska, is because we say, as the Ramban says, that it is as if he was masna shem rechinam liyos kishoyo. And for that reason, Rabbanan were also masakin that he gets half of the revachim. But the half of the revachim are not automatically his, but rather they are just owed to him by the baal ha-iska. And for that reason, it is not nasa metalton etzobonav, since we have a pikadin, and the entire iska is considered a pikadin. That is the second mahalach as far as how to explain the palga iska, which is a milva. The third mahalach as far as how to explain the palga iska, which is a milva, is to explain that there is alva taking place, and the makabel ha-iska owns the palga iska, which is a milva. That he is not allowed to be shayse be-shechra is either, as we mentioned before, b'shitas Rashi, that there is a shir, or as we mentioned before, b'shitas Hamarami Rotenberg, that even though there is no shir, but there is a t'nai, and it is because of the t'nai that he is not allowed to be shayse be-shechra. In the Ritva, as we mentioned, L'chayu one sees another mahalach as far as how to understand palga iska milva. And the Ritva understands that the palga iska milva does not mean to say that half of the money of the iska is a milva, and he is achroi for half of the money of an iska as if it will be a milva. But rather, he has a chatzi achrayas for the entire iska. And for that reason, the Ritva explains that we do not consider as if halva gemura is taking place. Now let's go on to the next part of the sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Amarava Hayman de Kabel Iskam and Chavi Apasid. Tarach Umali Voy Oide, Lemati Amarle Dori May Hayach Pseida Badoi. Bishum Damarle Lahachi Tarachas Amal Yusei. Kihihi Doi Rukrulach Mafsid Iski. Now to explain this, then our Gemara says, Tarach Umali. From where was he Mamali the Hefsid? We find Machlekes Harishainim. In the Ran and other Rishonim, we find that the Ran and other Rishonim explain Pshat in our Gemara that Torah Chumaliye means to say that he continued being Oisek in the Iska, and there ended up being a Revach, and from that Revach he was Mamali the Hefsid. On the other hand, the Miuchasam Aritva brings down from the Rava Beistin that Torah Chumaliye does not mean that he continued being Oisek in the Iska, and he was Marviach, and he was Mamali the Hefsid from the Revach of the Iska itself. But rather, Torah Chamalia means to say that he was Torah b'mamen achirim v'ravach behen. And from the revach, he was marviach. From other mamen, he was mamali the hefsid from that revach. And that is pshat in our Gemara, and our Gemara says Torah Chamalia. The Ritva explains that the hechrich of the Raivit to explain that Torah Chamalia is not referring to that he was Torah Chamalia from the iska itself, but rather Torah Chamalia has to be referring to this, that he was Torah Chamalia from another iska, is because had the revach been from the iska itself, it is poshut that the revach is necessary to emali the hefsid. As our Gemara says later, Rav Chawakarna Mishtabid. And since Rav Chawakarna Mishtabid, for that reason, even had he been oide, even had he told the Bala Iska the halacha would be, that the revach is meshubah to emali the hefsid of the karen. And so to our Gemara would not have found it necessary to explain that the reason why he can't say Dori Meach Pseida Ba'adoi is because the Bala Iska can tell him Ahitachas Mayusei Kehichidu Rukwach Mafsid Iske, even without that Svara. And for that reason, the Rava Basin explains Pshat in our Gemara that he was a Mali the Hefsid from the Revach from another Iska. But now, one has to understand, according to the Ran and other Rishanim, who explain Pshat in our Gemara, that we are referring to a case he was a Mali the Hefsid from the Iska itself, and he was a Mali the Hefsid from the Revach from the Iska itself. What is Pshat in that that we find in our Gemara? That by Oide he can tell the Bala Iska to be Dori Pseida Ba'adoi. What happened to Halacha Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed? And so too one can ask, that what is Pshat that one needs the Bala Iska to tell the Makabala Iska, that Lahachi Tarchas Moyusei Keichi Dorukulach Mafsid Iske, even without that Taina, there is Halacha Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed. So to answer the first Kasha, from this it is Mavur in our Gemara that by Oide he can tell the Bala Iska Dori Pseida Ba'adoi. We find that the Ran answers the Kasha as follows. That by Oide he has the right to be Chizer. And based on the Halacha of Poyo Yochol Lachas Abay V'chatzi Ayoim, and the Poyo can even be Chizer in the middle of his Malacha, so to the Makabal Iska has the right to be Chizer from continuing working and being Marviach in the Iska. And therefore by Oide he has the ability to be Chizer, and whatever he continues doing should be considered like a new haschola. And for that reason we will not say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed, since the revach that is taking place now is not connected to the previous iska that had a hefsid. There is a new iska taking place, and this new iska had a revach. And for that reason, the revach of this new iska is not mishubed to the pseida of the previous iska. And that is what Oide would accomplish. But now one has to understand, as the Namuki Yosef asks, what happened to the second kasha from this that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains by Oide, the only reason why he cannot say Dori Pseida Ba'adoi is because the Bala Iska can tell the Makabala Iska, Vahachi Tarchas Moyusei Keichi Dorukulach Mafsid Iske. Even without that Taina, in the case of Oide, he was not Chazer, and since he was not Chazer, and there is one Iska taking place, Vahachir the Revach of the Iska is Meshubit to Yamali the Pseida of the Iska. And for that reason, he should not be able to say Dori Pseida Ba'adoi. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Namuki Yosef answers the kasha as follows. The Namuki Yosef explains that it's for Vahochi Tarchas Moyusei Keichi Dorukulach Mafsid Iske, that itself is the reason behind the halacha of Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed. The reason why we say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed is because Stam and Yodim Reitzim Bekach Keichi Dorukulach Mafsid Iske. And therefore it is based on that Sfora that we say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed. That is how the Namuki Yosef answers the second Kasha, according to this Mahalach of the Ran and other Rishonim. In the Marashal we find another Mahalach as far as how to answer the previous two Kashas. The Marashal answers the Kasha by saying the following Yisoid. The Marashal explains, this that we say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed does not mean that the entire Revach of the Makabal Iska is Meshubah to Yamali the Hefsid of the Iska. But rather, this that we say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed means that the Revach is Meshubah to Yamali the Hefsid of the Iska Kefi Cheshbin. We do not take all the Revach of the Makabal Iska to Yamali the Hefsid. And therefore, as far as the Halacha of Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed, we would not take all the Revach. And for that reason, by Oide, we would only take the Revach Kefi Cheshbin. And therefore, that by Oide, we take all the revach is only because of the tiny of the Bala Iska Vahachi Tarchas Moyusei Keichi Dorukulach Mafsid Iske. So again, we have a tremendous machoikes as far as the halacha of Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed is concerned. First of all, we have a machoikes between the Rav of Beis Din and the Namuki Yosef. If this that we say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed is based on the Sfar of our Gemara, of Vahachi Tarchas Moyusei Keichi Dorukulach Mafsid Iske, or is that we say Rav Chawakarna Mishtabed, a halacha independent of the Sfar of the Gemara? The Ravid understands that the halacha of Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed has nothing to do with the svar of the Gemara v'hachi tachas mo'yusei keichid lo'yokoach mafsidiskei. And for that reason the Raivin and Tzotz we find in the Balmora explain that our Gemara has to be referring to Tarachu Malia, that he was a Mali the Hefsid, from a different iska, and not from the Revach of the iska itself. On the other hand, the Nemuk Yosef argues, and the Nemuk Yosef explains, the halacha of Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed is only because of the svar of the Gemara, of a hachi tachas mo'yusei keichid lo'yokru mafsid iski. The Marsha is a third mahalach, and the Marsha understands that the halacha of Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed is only kefi cheshbin, and there is no halacha that we take the entire revach to Yomali the Hefsid. Now to explain pshat and machlekes between the Nemuk Yosef and the Rav Avbeistin, if the halacha of Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed is dependent upon the svar of our Gemara, or the halacha of Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed is an independent halacha, it has nothing to do with the svar of our Gemara. Lachira, one can explain the machlekes as follows, based on this that we said before, that there is a machlekes harishenim as far as how to look at the revach. Do we say that since palga is a milva, for that reason whatever he is marviach from his palga, which is a milva, automatically belongs to him? Or do we say that the revach from the palga, which is a milva, does not belong automatically to the makabala iska? Since, as he mentioned before, the Ramach explains that even the palga, which is a milva, is not a real milva, but rather this, we consider the palga iska as a milva, is only otevas the baal ha-iska. But there is no halva taking place, and therefore the revach does not belong automatically to the makabala iska. We do not say that he was marviach mishaloi. Lachera, based on this machlekes, one can explain the machlekes between the Rav Avbeistin and the Nemuk Yosef as well. This, that the Nemuk Yosef understands, that Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed is only based on the svar of our Gemara, is because if not for the svar of the Gemara, there is no reason for the revach to be meshubet to the Karen. The revach of the Palga Iska Milva automatically belongs to the Makabala Iska, and therefore there is no reason why the revach should be meshubet for the Hefsid of the Karen. The only reason why the revach is meshubet to the Hefsid of the Karen is only because of the svar of our Gemara. On the other end, the Rav Avbeistin argues, and the Rav Avbeistin understands, like the Shita of the Ramach, that the revach of the Palga Iska Milva does not belong automatically to the Makabala Iska. Rather, it is just a chayv on the Baal Iska that the Baal Iska has to give half of the revach to the Makabala Iska. But since the revach from the Palga Iska Milva does not belong automatically to the Makabala Iska, for that reason we will say Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed, even without the svar of our Gemara v'hachi tarches mo'yusei keichid lo'yokra mafsid iske, the Baal Iska is not mechuyev to give the revach of the Palga Iska Milva to the Makabala Iska if there was a hefsid, and that revach is necessary in order to emali the hefsid. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the shita of the Rav Avbeistin, and explain pshat and the machlokes between the Nemuk Yosef and the Rav Avbeistin. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat and the Rav Avbeistin is saying, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Ritva, that the Ritva understands this, that we say palga iska milva does not mean that half of the money is a milva and half of the money is a pikadon, but rather we look as if half of the entire iska is a milva, and he was mekabel chatzi achrayis for the entire iska. This, that the Ritva understands, that he was mekabel chatzi achrayis for the entire iska, is not only nafkamina, as we mentioned before. As far as this, we do not consider an iska as a complete milva, but rather this makes nafkamina as far as the revach itself is concerned. Do we say that if the iska was marviach, we consider as if each one has half of the revach, since each one's money was marviach, or do we consider them shutfin in the revach? According to the mahalach of the Ritva, we will consider them shutfin in the revach, since we do not consider as if half of the money of the iska belongs to one, and half of the money of the iska belongs to the other. For that reason, they are shutfin in the revach. On the other hand, if we are to understand that an iska palga milva palga bikadim means that half of the money of the iska is a milva, and half of the money of the iska is a bikadim, as we find in the Tshuvas HaRosh and Kval Peches, for that reason, half of the revach will belong to the Baal iska, and half of the revach will belong to the Makabel HaIska. Based on this, one can say that the Raivit Shita, that we say Rav Chava Karna Meshtabed independent of the svar of our Gemara, is because the Raivit understands that they are shutfin in the Revach, like the Shita of the Ritva. And since they are shutfin in the Revach, for that reason, the Revach can be meshubet to Mali the Hefsid. He does not have a right to keep his Revach. On the other hand, if we are to understand like the Tshuvas HaRosh, that we consider half of the money as a milvan, half of the money as a pikadin, then they are not considered shutzvin in the revach. And since they are not considered shutzvin in the revach, for that reason this, that we say Rav Chala Karna Meshtabit is only based on this far of our Gemara, of a hachi tarches moyusik heichid oyukru mafsid iski. Based on this pshat, one can say that the teretz of the Ran to the first kasha, that the Ran answers the first kasha, of this that we find in our Gemara that by Oide, the Mekabel Esker has a right to tell the Baal Esker Dori Pseida Ba'adoi. The Ran explains that this is based on the halacha of Poyo Yochol Achas Abari B'chatzi Ayoim, and he has a right to stop the Iska and to start a new Iska. This that the Ran understands, that by Iska one can apply the halacha of Poyo Yochol Achas Abari B'chatzi Ayoim, is only because Ritva understands that by an Iska there are two separate parts. There is a part of the Iska, which is Alva, and part of the Iska, which is a Pikadin. And therefore, as far as a part of the Iska, which is a Pikadin, he is considered a Poyo. And therefore, as far as that part, he has the ability to be Chazer based on the Alacha Poyo Yocholach Rebechatzi Ayoim. This that the Ravah Beistin argues on the Ran, and the Ravah Beistin is Machriach, that our Gemara's Torah Chamalye has to be referring to a case, that he was a Mali that hefted from a different Iska. Since had the Milui Pseida taken place from the Revach of the Iska itself, we would apply the Alacha of Rav Chala Karna Meshtabit, and therefore even by Oide, we will not be able to say Dori Pseida Ba'adoi. This that the Rav HaBeisin understands that we will not apply the Alacha of Poyo Yochol Achzer B'chatzi Ayoim to an Iska, is because the Rav HaBeisin understands that an Iska is not made up of two different parts. And we do not consider as if half of the Iska is a Bikadon and half of the Iska is a Milva, and he is a Poyo in the other half of the Iska, which is a Pikadin. But rather, we consider as if they are Shutvin in the entire Iska. Half of the entire Iska is a Mova, and half of the entire Iska is a Pikadin. And since they are Shutvin in the entire Iska, for that reason we will not be able to apply the Halacha of Poyo Yochol Achzer B'chatzi, as we find in our Gemara, that by a Shutvus, they do not have a right to be Chazer. As our Gemara says, that is the second mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the Rav HaBeisin and to explain pshat in the machlokes between the Rav HaBeisin and the Muki Yosef. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following mishnah on Eilis. The Nahasa mahalach beis ha-pasach gabi avonim shiyochol ha-hasit al adam v'al behima shekoichon ra-tomei. Our Gemara goes on to explain, hey, chidami adam shekoichon ra-tomei omer shokesh kol shereich v'arkavoysav naikshais. Hey, chidami behima shekoichira, amid rebiani kosherechva, metiwa gualim. Tesis asks the following to me in our Gemara. What is pshat in this halacha? That our Adam is only tame if the Adam was koichira shiyachal asite. And the reason why by Adam shiyachira shiyachal asite tame is because we see the person on top of the Adam is being mesit, the etzem kisaira in the base apras. Tesis asks, if he were in koichira, shen yocho asite amaitor, hoi tame hatachten weoyen. Ve'oida tuma bechiburinu, ve'tame tuma sheva, kedamer perkeim amidin, in avidazaran afamadzainim abeis. In other words, Tesis asks two kashas on the halacha of Adam shekoichira. Tesis asks that even by an Adam that is not koichira, still the person on top of the Adam should be tame, since the person who is carrying him is tame. For that reason, the person who is Al-Gabav should also be Tomei, since he is Mekabal Tumah from the person who he is being Reichev Al-Gabav. And so too, Tesis asks, not only should he be Tomei Tumah Sarev, but the person on top should even be Tomei Tumah Sheva based on the Halacha of Tumah Bechiburin. The Halacha of Tumah Bechiburin is that if someone is touching a mace, whoever is touching the person that is touching the mace is also Tame Tuma Shiva. And as long as the first person is touching the mace, whatever he comes in contact with is also Tame Tuma Shiva. And for that reason, the person on top of the person who is being maced in Etzem Kisaira should be Tame Tuma Shiva. That is the second kasha Tesis asks on our Gemara. Tesis answers the kasha by saying, Veshweimar, Kigunche Tachte Nochri, She'eni Mekabal Tuma Vitora, Elyon Mituma Der Eisa. So in other words, Tesis answers the previous two kashas by saying that we are talking about a person that is being reichiv agabe akum, that an akum in Atira is not mekabal tuma. And since an akum is not mekabal tuma, for that reason the person on top is tor, And the only way the person on top can become tamei is only if the goy is koychira, that therefore we consider that the person on top himself is being meisit the etzem kisoya. From Tosis one sees the following chiddush, that in order to have the halacha of tumah v'chiburin, one needs that the person who is touching the mace has the ability to be mekabel tumah. If the person who is actually touching the mace does not have the ability to mekabel tumah, then we will not apply the halacha of tumah v'chiburin. As we find in the Achronim, for example, by Rav Moshe and the Ras Moshe and Bava Basra and Siman Zayin, and so too by Rav Aaron and Mishnah, Rav Aaron and Tara, Siman Lamavov, the Achronim bring down a number of mahalchim as far as how to understand tumah v'chiburin. What is pshat in this halacha? That even if the person did not actually touch the mace, he just touched someone who is touching a mace, he is also tumah tumah shiva. Is the pshat, because we say that the person who is touching someone who is negev a mace is considered as if he himself is touching the mace, and for that reason he is tumah tumah shiva, since we consider as if he himself is makabal tumah from the mace, or do we say no? That the halacha of tumah b'chiburin is because we say that as long as the first person is touching the mace, he himself has a chomer hatumah of the mace, and therefore it is the middle person who is matame the person who is being negei him b'tumah shiva. Since at the time that he is touching the mace, we consider as if he himself has a tumah of the mace. That is the second mahalach that we find in the Achronim as far as how to explain the halacha of tumah b'chiburin. In the Goyin, in Perek Hey Masach Tezav Mishnah Beis, we find that the Goyin says the following halacha. The Goyin says that as far as halacha of tumah v'chiburin is concerned, the halacha of tumah v'chiburin does not apply to ichun u'mashkin. If one is ichun u'mashkin, they're touching a mace, and then someone else is touching the ichun u'mashkin, the person that is touching the ichun u'mashkin will not become tumah tumah shiva. The Goyin explains that the reason why the ichun u'mashkin one does not have the halacha of tumah v'chiburin is because in order to have the halacha of tumah v'chiburin, one needs that the object that is touching the mace has the ability to become an avatoma. Eichon u'mashkim, on the other hand, that do not have the ability to become an avatoma. For that reason, by eichon u'mashkim, we will not apply the halacha of tuma b'chiburin. From the Goyin, one clearly sees that the Goyin understands that the halacha of tuma b'chiburin is not because we say that we consider as if the person that is touching whatever is negev a mace is as if he is touching the mace himself. Had that been the pshat and tumah b'chiburin, then even though eichon u'mashkim cannot become an avatoma, but still the person who is touching the eichon u'mashkim, they are touching the mace, should be considered as if he himself is negeh b'mace. And therefore the fact that eichon u'mashkim cannot become an avatoma should not affect the halacha tumah b'chiburin. From that the Goyin says that eichon u'mashkim do not have the halacha tumah b'chiburin. One sees that the Goyin understands that in order to have the halacha tumah b'chiburin, we have to consider as if the object that is touching the mace itself has the tumah of the mace, and it itself is considered an avi avos hatumah. And therefore, eichon u'mashkim, that cannot even become an avatumah. For that reason, by eichon u'mashkim, the Goyin understands we do not apply the halacha of tumah b'chiburin. On the other hand, in the Rash, in Oleis Perek Tes Mishnah Tesayin, we find that the Rash says that by Kvicheres there is a halacha of tumah b'chiburin. And even though Kvicheres cannot become an avatumah, but still there is a halacha of tumah b'chiburin. Okay, from the Rash and Oleis, one sees that the Rash understands that the halacha of tumah b'chiburin is not only because we say that we consider the object as negev a mace, as Naviyah Vais HaTumah. Since had that been the pshat, a kicheres that cannot become an avatumah should not have the halacha tumah b'chiburin. From this, that a kicheres has halacha tumah b'chiburin, okay, one sees that the Rash understands that halacha tumah b'chiburin is because we consider that whatever is touching something which is touching the mace is itself considered like he is touching the mace. And for that reason, the person who is touching the kicheres that is touching the mace is himself considered like he is touching the mace, and for that reason he is tumah tumah shiva, even though the kicheres itself cannot become an avatumah. Now getting back to the Teres of Tesis, Tesis answers his kasha that the reason why in our Gemara there is no halacha tumah b'chiburin is because we are talking about a case that the person underneath is a goy, and a goy cannot be makabel tumah. From Tesis Achoyah one sees, like the shita of the goyin that we mentioned before, that in order to have the halacha tumah b'chiburin one needs that the person who is actually touching the mace, that the object that is actually touching the mace has the ability to become tamei. Since halacha tumah b'chiburin is that we consider the person who is touching the mace at the time that he is touching the mace as the mace himself, and we consider the person who is touching the mace as navi avos hatumah. And for that reason, a goy who cannot be mekabel tuma, we cannot consider a goy as navi avayisat tuma, even at the time that he is touching the mace. And for that reason, we will not apply the halacha tuma chiburin to a case of a goy. That is a chayra, what one sees in the first teretz of Tesfis. Tesfis goes on to answer his kasha with the second teretz. Inami afi atachdin yisrael ukegain shalev shem harbe begadim the tuma bechiburin or matame ela adam echad ibegad echad. Avosheni ein tame awatumasarev, ve ein matame odam akelem, vafili tame tumamadrabonon, kamisha pirishriva perakamad shabbos gabi maradea, mikomokam shwishi loi have awarishin, vuloi tame odam. Now to explain pshat and tesis, we find the tremendous machoikis between the Marasha and the Rashash. The Marasha explains, this atesa says that even according to the Ri, that the sheni is tame tumashiva madrabonon. But still, a mikri of atoma atame adam v'keilam afilu medrabanan, eladin rishon yeshoy v'itame es ha'adam hareichiv. The Rashash and Sotu we find in the Teserash argue, and the Rashash explains that the sheni, which is tame tuma shivam drabanan, has the ability to matame adam v'keilam. Only the shrishi, the third beged, which is only tame tuma serev, does not have the ability to matame. Adam v'keilim. Now here one has to understand pshat in the Machlokes between the Marasha and the Rashash. What is pshat? The Marasha understands that even though the second beggar is tamei tuma shivam drabanan, but still the second beggar does not have the ability to matame adam v'keilim. On the other hand, the Rashash argues, and the Rashash understands that the second beggar that is tamei tuma shivam drabanan has the ability to matame adam v'keilim. Uchira one can explain the machoikis between the Marasha and Rashash as follows, that the Marasha and Rashash are arguing as far as that we find that there is a halacha, that Adam v'keilim are only mekabel tuma from an avatuma. Is this that Adam v'keilim are only mekabel tuma from an avatuma? Because we say that Adam v'keilim cannot become a sheni, Adam v'keilim can only become a rishon, and for that reason they can only be mekabel tuma from an avatuma. It's in order for Adam Mekalim to become a Rishon, they have to be Mekabal Tumah from something which is an avatuma. Or do we say that the halacha that one needs an avatuma is not because Adam Mekalim cannot become a Sheini, but rather there is a halacha that in order to metame Adam Mekalim, one needs an avatuma. And the Rishon or Tumah does not have the ability to metame Adam Mekalim. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain the machlokes between the Marasha and Rashash as follows, that the Marasha understands that even though the Beged Sheni is Tamei Tuma Shiva, but still the Beged Sheni is not considered an Avatama. And even though, had the Beged Sheni been Metamei Adam V'Kelem, the Adam V'Kelem would have been a Rishon, but still in order to Metamei Adam V'Kelem, the Marasha understands one needs to have an Avatama. And for that reason, the Marasha understands that the Beged Sheni, even Medrabanan, does not have the ability to Metamei Adam V'Kelem, since the Beged Sheni is not considered an Avatuma. On the other hand, the Rashash argues, and the Rashash understands that the halacha that one needs an Avatuma is not because one needs an actual Avatuma in order to metame Adam V'Kelem, but rather it is halacha in Adam V'Kelem. Adam V'Kelem cannot be a Sheni. And therefore, since the Beged is Tamei Tuma Shiva, and the Adam V'Kelem Hanoigim Beged will be Tamei Tuma Srishan, for that reason, even if we do not consider the Beged as an Avatuma, but still, the Beged will have the ability to metame Adam v'keilam b'tumas rishon. That is a chayra how one can explain the machlokes between the Marasha and the Rashash. But now one has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Marasha understands, that the Beged Sheni is not considered an Avatuma. As far as Tumah v'chiburin is concerned, the person who is negeya in someone else who is negeya b'meis, he himself is considered like an avatuma, and he has the ability to matame adam v'keilam matumas rishon. And therefore, why is this beged sheni, which is tamei tuma shivam drabanan, but tuma b'chiburin different? So, to explain pshat the Marasha, one has to say as follows, that the reason why the beged sheni is not considered an avatuma, even though generally speaking, tuma b'chiburin is considered an avatuma, is because there is a fundamental difference between the tuma b'chiburin minatera and the tuma b'chiburin midrabanan. The way tuma b'chiburin works minatera is because we consider that the middle person who is touching the mace himself has the tuma of the mace, and therefore the person who is touching the mace is a regular tuma mace and a regular avatuma. On the other hand, the halacha of tuma b'chiburin midrabanan, that the beged sheni is tuma midrabanan, and the Beged Sheni is Tamei Tuma Sheva Medrabanan. Rabbanan did not say that we consider that the object that is touching someone who is Negev and Mace is considered as if it has a tumma of the mace itself. But rather, Rabbanan just said that even though, generally speaking, when an ava tumma touches something else, it makes the object that it touched into a rishon, which is based on that we find in the Gemara Bava Kama, told they say in lav kayetze bahen. But now, with Rabbanan, the ava tumma has the ability to transfer its own tumma. And now the Avatumma that touched something else, the thing that it touched, will also have the Chaymer HaTumma of an Avatumma. But since that object did not touch something which is considered like the mace itself, for that reason the Marsha understands that the Beged Sheni is not considered an Avatumma. And since it is not considered an Avatumma, even though it is Tamei Tovashim and Rabbanon, it will not be Metamei Odom V'Kelim. Based on this Mahalach, one can say that the Rashash argues on the Marasha because the Rashash understands that Rabbanan, Rabbanan said that we consider the object that is touching someone who is negeh b'meis as if it itself has the tumma of the mace, and it itself is avi aveis tumma. And for that reason, the Beged Sheni is considered an ava tumma, just like a regular tumma b'chiburin. This that we explained, that there is a mahalach as far as how to understand tumma b'chiburin, not because we consider as if the object that is touching the mace itself is avi aveis hatumah, but rather, since it is touching the mace, for that reason the object that is touching the mace has the ability to transfer its own tumah, and we will not say tol desein lav kayetze ben, so too we find as mavur in the Rambam in Perek Vav, mehochas natame mishka v'moishav al-chabes, and so too, v'chayrez mashmos of the Rambam in hochas aveis hatumah Perek Vav halachi yed aleph.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.